The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio,
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Carl and Linda Bott, 7:05 in the morning on April the 4th. Phone lines here, 530-605-4567, and we are streaming live, not video.
I have a new coffee cup.
We're not streaming live video. We won't be for a while here until the people that we were streaming with get it together. But we are streaming our chat room at KCNR1460.com. And you get in there and you can listen to us. You can join our chat room. You can do the whole thing. And Jimmy, welcome home. Jimmy has been working down south and he's gotten a few days off. And yes, Jimmy, I did read that part where this one guy was trying to rob the store and he came out and four Marines were standing there and he stabbed one of them. And then when the police came and they took him to the hospital. It seemed like when the guy, after he had slashed the Marine but didn't kill him, that he fell off the curb and broke both legs, both arms, and his nose. Anyway, I'm not sure how that happened on that little step. Anyway, yeah, so welcome home, Jimmy. And Johnny, John Dixon's out there. We're probably going to get a call from him talking about Ron Paul last night because I'm pretty sure he was there. But then first we have
Chico.
To start with Bad Bob.
Well, good morning.
That's it.
Bob is just moving.
If I utter one more word, you cut me off there. So what?
What do you mean? I cut you off, Bob.
Bob just moved.
Oh, yeah, Bob.
Bob is cut and dry right now.
What
want
do you
the
mean,
box
cut you
where?
Off?
You want the couch where? Okay, next.
Oh dear.
Okay, where, enough, Bob.
What box did I put the monitor cable in? Yes.
Is that what that's about? Okay.
That all 27 cats made it though.
Yeah. Isn't that what's most important? Anyway.
And speaking of perfectly lovely woman.
Well, good morning. You talking about me? What?
Well, you know what, honey? Gary Cadd's standing out there, and you are a lot better looking than him.
Thank you so much. And, you know, just for our listeners in the morning, when Carl says that I'm on assignment, truly I am juggling balls and doing lots of things, slaying the dragon. I might not be in the seat, but I'm slaying the dragon out there. Gosh, sometimes calls are on international time, some of them are New York. But anyway, we're always whipping stuff up because we want to bring you the best and update and upgrade and all that other good stuff. And today the weather, of course, is currently 43 degrees. Chance of showers tonight, today at 30% of those showers, 55 degrees. Mostly cloudy tonight with temperatures around 34 degrees. Weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. Got a call from Christy yesterday. They are having an Easter brunch music with Charles Valona and Chris Lauer. It's always wonderful on Friday and Saturday nights with music out at Anselmo Vineyards. And there's a couple other acts that that are brand new that have not been to Anselmo. So you might want to go to AnselmoVineyards.com and see what night that you're planning on being at. But don't forget that Easter brunch is out at Anselmo Vineyards, 474-5546. And we're really excited about, of course, our Morning Market Minute. We love to hear what is really going on in the market with our funds. So let's go to Kathy Lathrop Cummings from Wells Fargo.
Good morning, Linda. Good morning, Carl. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is negative 112 points at 13,086. The S&P 500 is negative 12 at 1,401. And the NASDAQ is negative 34 points at 3,079. Active stocks this morning include Bank of America down 29 cents at $9.20 and General Electric down 26 cents at $19.70. Stocks of local interest, Tri-Counties Bank is down 21 cents at $17.14, and Bank of Commerce is up 2 cents at $4.36. In the bond market, we are finding higher prices there this morning, which has brought the 30-year Treasury yield to 3.38%. Over in the commodity markets, we are finding Gold is down $46.20 at $16.25.80. Silver is down $1.70 at $31.56. And crude oil is down $1.14 at $102.87. That's the market for now. This is financial advisor Kathy Lathrop Cummings with the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC, for KCNR.
Kathy, thank you so much. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors Monday through Friday at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:06 in the morning, and they are located out at Park Marina Drive. Hey, we're going to take a quick break, but first I want to remind everybody that the Shasta County Veterans Collaborative is going to have their meeting today at 11:30 at the Shasta College and at the Student Center stage. Deborah Uhl, Program Specialist for Independent Living Services, will be there, as will Paul B. Gellum, Mortgage Banker. So we're going to take a break here. We're going to come back. We got a lot of stuff going on. We got Gary Cadd. We're going to be getting to Gary in a little while. About what happened to City Council. Looks like City Council voted for a raises. We're also going to have Dean Monroe, who is running for Shasta County Supervisor. This is probably your first chance you've had to hear what Dean Monroe says, what he thinks is going on in the county and why he's running.
Absolutely. And we also have tickets, a couple sets of tickets to different events that are happening in these next 2 hours. You don't want to go anywhere. Stay with us. We're going to be on our big roll right here on KCNR 1460.
About customer service? Well, Kathy Larson from the Bay Area found Crown Motors on the internet, and Kathy says, I couldn't find what I was looking for, so I got on the net and Crown popped up. So I called them, told them what I wanted and the price. In 20 minutes, they had the car and it was delivered to my house that evening. I'm very pleased, and so are we, Kathy. And remember, as dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them. And check us out online at crownmotorsreading.com.
I'm Patrick Henry Jones, and I'm running for Supervisor District 3. Proven leadership for Shasta County. I grew up here in Shasta County. I've worked at Jones's Fort for over 30 years. I've been the lone conservative voice on Redding City Council, and I've served as Redding's mayor in 2010. One of the most important issues facing eastern Shasta County is the protection of our water rights. Vote for me, Patrick Henry Jones, Supervisor District 3. Paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Henry Jones, Supervisor District 3, 2012.
I'm Dennis Patterson with West Coast Sustainables. We're a solar power company here in Redding. And I had followed Free Fire Radio when they were on another station, and they discontinued it. It took me a couple of months to find out where Carl and Linda were. That was a little over 2 years ago, and I got involved supporting the station with advertising. Not so much that I expected to get a bunch of business out of it, but I really supported what the station was doing as a community station and what they believed in, not just politically, but faith and morals and all those kind of things. Surprise, surprise, after 2 years, we have been very successful at business being created by the station, and we continue now as one of our major advertising points because it works, and we're really happy with that. Again, I'm Dennis Patterson, West Coast Sustainables, Dennis at solarpowerissmart.com.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl on about 7:13 in the morning. We're just starting off here, April the 4th. Gosh, we got what the weather is. Here's Big Brunch at on Easter Day out in Somos. That's going to be great.
We got a lot of stuff going on this morning that we're covering. We love getting a phone call from our dear friend who always has his ear to the ground and keeps us informed. Why don't we go to the phones first thing this morning? Our first caller of the day. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Linda. How are you this morning?
Great.
Welcome back.
Thank you. Welcome to the show.
Hey, I'm happy to be here. Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Bad Bob.
Hey, JD. Yeah, hey, JD, so you were there at Ron Paul. I saw the coverage, and I saw the disparity. I see the Record Searchlight says around 3,000, and the Channel 7 says 6,000 out there.
Well, you know what? It was somewhere between 3 and 6. There's no question about it. I mean, it was hard to gauge because there were people up in the balconies of the buildings around the mall that they have there.
Hey, John.
Area. Yes.
John, you know what? I see other things. Of course, I haven't been to Chico at little events that, you know, not little, but events they have. And the most people I've ever seen together at one time unless it was the Five Fingers of Death concert, was the first tax day back three or four years ago down at the bridge, when thousands of people showed up to protest. There's no beginning of the Tea Party movement and all this, and yet Ron Paul shows up and 6,000 people show
just
up.
Just jammed the place.
And were they all college?
No. As a matter of fact, I was with a group of about 150 that were all in my age group. And, no, there were, it was mixed. I mean, the group out in front were probably middle-aged working people. And the people along the back part where I was were elderly, and there was college students everywhere.
So what's the message Ron Paul has that attracts people like that?
You know,
and yet he can't win an election.
That the government is no longer of, by, and for the people. That it's a corporate-run business. Mm-hmm. And that profit for certain few are there and aren't for others. I got my message from him was that he was very, really comfortable in his skin. And I couldn't believe the dynamics of a man who's been campaigning for as long as he has. And at his age, to be, I mean, he was fresh and up and strong, and he looked better than I do. He was more dynamic than I've ever seen him. His message came across loud and clear. You have two choices, corporate control or freedom. And he one of the high points of his message was that there was, this year, at the beginning of January, there were 40,000 new laws passed by Congress. 40,000.
Incredible.
He'd like to be the first president to revoke 40,000 laws.
Well, I know what he said is he would do away with certain things, immediately. All drug laws would go
Absolutely.
Away.
Absolutely.
I don't think he means all drug laws, does he?
Well, I don't think he means that either. What he's saying is he'd like to have the state take over responsibility and let the citizens, through their state initiatives, determine what the drug laws are going to be and get the federal government out of it.
I know he wants to withdraw all forces from any conflict. Is that true?
That's not true.
Okay.
At least he wants to reduce commitments around the world for us being a police state, because that's not what the Constitution calls for.
We need to ask somebody to make a decision about Afghanistan.
To be prosecuting wars that don't have any business with the United States.
Well, what does have business with the United States,
according to Ron Paul? Defense of the country.
Okay, so they'd have to be coming into the across the border?
Right. He doesn't think we should be imperialistic in our approach to wars.
Okay. What about the borders our borders? Does he believe in keeping the illegals out?
Oh, absolutely believes in protecting our borders 100%.
Does that include from illegals?
Absolutely. Very strongly he feels that way. Now, the other thing that he brought up about this war thing is that we don't have any more money to prosecute these wars. We're borrowing money from China to fight the wars. And how long do you think that's going to last? How long do you think we can keep attacking other countries and paying for wars with other countries' monies?
I guess maybe we should do more looting. But no, I agree with that. You know, and the whole thing is that but he is such a lone voice out there.
Yeah, his choice is, you can vote for business or you can vote for freedom.
Well,
and he wants to do away with the IRS. He wants to phase out income tax, phase out the Fed Reserve.
Bring
back the troops.
Yeah. Well, you know, that kind of message probably resonated with the crowd he had last night.
It resonated with everybody that was there.
But he can't get more than 8 or 9% when he's in these primaries.
Well,
is it because of money? Is it because his message just doesn't get across to everybody? Or is some of his message kind of far out there?
He's being outspent 50-1.
Yeah.
By the Romney Super PAC, and nobody has been able to stand up to the money that's being put forth. And I'm sorry, but Romney is just, as far as I'm concerned, Obama in white skin. He's another Marxist. He believes in socialized medicine. He, no matter what he's saying on the trail, his performance indicates otherwise.
Okay. All right, John.
Okay.
Thanks, Philip. Thanks for the update.
You're welcome.
Was it exciting?
It was exciting.
Yeah.
Talk to you soon.
I bet it is.
All right, John.
Okay, we'll talk to John later. Okay, we got to take a quick break here, 7:20 in the morning. Carl, Linda, Bob, we were just getting an update from somebody that was at the Ron Paul soiree last night. And obviously somebody that is sold, or believes, I shouldn't say sold, but is believes in what Ron Paul says. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
There's new coffee in the store at Tobacco and Brew. Full beans by the pound. Portland blend. A rich flavor with a moderate body. And how about a favorite? Italian rose. Dark flavor with an enticing aroma. Try the coffee special of the month. Cookies and cream. A blended 20-ounce drink for just $3. Can you imagine a blended 20-ounce drink for just $3? What else, Carl?
Tobacco and Brew has the finest walk-in humidor in the state. Walk in and find any cigar that you could possibly want at great prices. Also, veterans get discounts at Tobacco and Brew.
And don't forget, Tobacco and Brew is closing out on their T-shirts and leather jackets at huge savings. Our favorite place to go, Tobacco and Brew, for all your coffee and specialty needs. 2143 Hilltop Drive, Tobacco and Brew.
Hi there, I'm Kurt Taylor, owner of GM Specialty. We are an auto repair shop with over 20 years of experience specializing in the repair and maintenance of Cadillacs, Pontiacs, Buicks, Chevrolets, GMCs, Hummers, and Saturns. Have you found any of your instrument gauges sticking? Or does your instrument cluster have other problems on your 03 to 06 GMC or Chevy truck? If so, come see us and we will rebuild your instrument cluster, which comes with a 2-year parts and labor guarantee, all for $150 out the door. Dealerships will charge you over double this cost and we can rebuild them the same day or even if you want to wait. Get honest quality services for your GM vehicles at a fraction of dealer prices. GM Specialty is located in Reading at 2635 Hartnell Avenue, just east of the Holiday Market. So give me a call, Kirk Taylor, and let's set your appointment today. 223-5311. That's 223-5311, your dealership alternative.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah.
Well, good morning.
Welcome back.
I'll tell you something. There's really, we watched Dancing with the Stars last night. You know, it was really fun. Fun to see the, I thought everybody, they did a really, night before last, last night they had an elimination, but night before last they had, really the third season in, go personal into the contestants' lives. And, it made for some really good dramatic TV. It was really fun. And then of course last night, really great dancers. And they, on the night after the actual competition, they bring in some of the pros and they do a tribute. Then they had Rascal Flatts on and Seal. And, you know, it's really come such a long ways. And by the way,
all excited about thinking, you know, Seal was going to be on until I realized it's a singer and not team.
Oh,
it wasn't guys, you know, coming in and Cammy.
Oh, put up, bump. Anyway.
I just need 2 minutes. You can take the rest of the time. I just need 2 minutes right here at the end.
Okay.
Of whatever you're saying.
All right. So you were talking about Dancing with the Stars, and yes, they are going to be doing another Shasta, Dancing with the Stars Shasta County style. And as we get closer to that, we'll be talking about that as in July. We're really excited about that. Okay. I wanted to, this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. We talk about Tobacco and Brew a lot, but I'm not sure if you've known it. Or you do know this, there is a meeting room that they have next to Tobacco and Brew that is their county room, their city room. In other words, you can go in there and say, gee, Shelley, I need a space where I can have a meeting. And it's a nominal fee. In fact, I believe it's just a donation, and you can have a meeting in there, which is a spectacular space. On 2143 Hilltop Drive, and then you can go into right next door is Espresso Joe's inside a Tobacco Brew, and they always have coffee specials, 20 ounces for $3, best deal in town. And if you want to, especially Easter's coming up, go get your coffee beans, bring to your as housewarming gifts. I'm sure they have an Easter special. I'll find that out today. Also want to let you know that we have two tickets for the first caller. These are the last of these two tickets. This is media night. It's for the Riverfront Playhouse's performance. Lend Me a Tenor. The media night is the 6th. Of course, that's coming up this weekend. These are two tickets, complimentary, to go sit in the KCNR spot. Give us a call, 605-4567, and you can have two tickets to go see Lend Me a Tenor.
That's okay. What night, ma'am?
April 6th.
April 6th. You can, 605-4567 for those tickets. Is it my turn?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Three things. You know, a sad closing. Burn his guitar.
Oh.
Yeah, that was it. You know, we'd mentioned earlier that he was having some problems with the IRS. But anyway, so Thursday, Bernie's guitar. And this guy, Bernie, is such a gentleman and play. I mean, he is like the soul. You know, I guess what would you say? His shop could be considered one of the founding shops around here for music.
An icon, exactly. A great musician. When I first came to Reading and I rehearsed with a group of guys, the Johnny Gonzalez, the Dan Kinkle, the Jeff Jones, the Bruce Kalins, we got together at and Bernie, and we that's where we practiced in Bernie's guitar. So I got to know a lot of the people that worked there. You and I bought stuff there. That's where you got your harmonica.
One of my 15 harmonicas.
Yes. Yeah. And I was so sad to see that. You know, it's just one of those great institutions. So we wish Bernie and the whole staff at Bernie's, first of all, thank you so much for all that you've done to bring music into our lives. And second of all, on your new journey, we wish you the best.
Absolutely. Now, two other closings. Solar plants. Solar Trust Incorporated has the largest solar program practically in the United States, maybe in the world, in California. Remember the one that was building this, you know, mega million watt solar farm out there? Just went into Chapter 11 bankruptcy. That's right. Another one went into bankruptcy. I wonder how this one's tied. We're talking billions here. I was wondering how that's tied to the government. How much of that one I owned. I wonder how many of the solar panels I owned in that one. Not because I wanted to invest in it, but because our president, Obama, thought it was a great idea. So far, they hasn't been. And the other one, okay, I hate to say this. You know how I feel about Keith Olbermann? I mean, I haven't made it a secret. I mean, I don't really go out there and just say, hey, some of these people are really jerks, but Keith Olbermann really is. Really a jerk. He has said things that are just absolutely horrible about people. He says things, he is a hypocrite. I mean, just everything, right? Well, he just got fired again. That's right. Keith Olbermann got fired again from his friend Al Gore's TV network, Current TV. I read someplace that Al Gore had launched a TV, you know, cable TV network called Current, but I haven't been able to. I don't know if it's on any of the channels because obviously nobody watches it. Anyway, they fired Keith Olbermann last week for numerous reasons. Changing his car service 8 times in a couple of months, not showing up when he was supposed to, doing the promotions with guests and all these things. Anyway, Keith Olbermann, without a job, one more time. Say it ain't so. We'll be right back.
From the Fox Business Network, Wall Street kicking off the trading day with a sharp sell-off. Stocks are tumbling on fresh concerns over Europe's sovereign debt crisis and signs the Federal Reserve may hold off on further stimulus to the U.S. economy. Those issues are overshadowing some better-than-expected news on the labor market. Just past 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow Jones Industrial Average, the S&P 500, and the NASDAQ all falling by about 1%. The private sector added 209,000 jobs last month. That's according to payroll processing firm ADP. Hiring by small businesses was the big driver, but the report did show gains across the board. January and February's job gains were also revised higher. This comes ahead of Friday's monthly jobs report from the government. Yahoo officially announcing plans to lay off 2,000 employees. That's 14% of its staff. It's part of new chief executive Scott Thompson's plan to cut costs and refocus the company. Some of the employees will be kept on to finish various projects. The marketing and product development divisions are expected to take the biggest hit. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Robert Gray.
Opportunity Louisiana. More and more companies like CenturyLink, Nucor, and Gameloft are finding success with Louisiana's custom fit solutions. Here's Gameloft's David Haig.
Louisiana customized their approach in recruiting us to meet our very specific needs. Selecting Louisiana as our site for expansion allowed us to open 3 to 4 months sooner than we anticipated.
What can Louisiana do for your business? Find out at opportunitylouisiana.com.
Talk about customer service. Well, Kathy Larson from the Bay Area found Crown Motors on the internet, and Kathy says, I couldn't find what I was looking for, so I got on the net and Crown popped up. So I called them, told them what I wanted and the price. In 20 minutes, they had the car and it was delivered to my house that evening. I'm very pleased, and so are we, Kathy. And remember, as dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them. And check us out online at crownmotorsreading.com.
What are you going to do for dinner tonight? What are you in the mood for? How about a Jack's Grill, literally world-famous steak, a pork tender filet mignon, a hot and juicy New York, or brochet of beef cooked to perfection and so tender you can cut it with a smile? Not in the mood for steak? How about deep-fried jumbo prawns, tender ocean scallops, or crunchy golden brown southern fried chicken, all served with garlic bread, hot baked potato or french fries, and a large family-style bowl of tossed green salad with homemade dressing of your choice. Are you in the mood? Well, then tonight is your night to do Jack's Grill, a Reading landmark for over 70 years, serving the finest USDA choice meats, aged and prepared to perfection. Settle in for an evening with your friends, family, or that special someone. Order your favorite beverage and then sit back and prepare yourself for a superb dining experience. When you are in the mood, do Jack's Grill. Open Monday through Saturday on California Street, downtown Reading.
At North Valley Bank, we offer more than just products and services. We offer expertise for the times in your life when you need financial advice. If you're looking to buy or refinance your home, now is one of the times to consult the experts at North Valley Bank. You'll get support every step of the way from our Home Loan Center. Whether you need someone to help you choose the right mortgage loan program, decide if it makes sense to refinance, or get pre-approved for a home loan, we're here for you. And if you're a first-time homebuyer, you may be interested in North Valley Bank's home buying seminars. These seminars give you the opportunity to learn the basics of the home buying process with experts on hand to answer your specific questions. If you'd like to know more, go online at novb.com or visit a local branch today. North Valley Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts Carl and Linda Bott.
Well, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, Alma Free Fire Media, and Carl Linda Bott. It is 7:35 in the morning, April the 4th. This portion of the show is brought to you by
Nathan's Anthems. Okay, we're going to have an announcement here to make to see who won the tattoo $300 value in the month of March. And the specifications at that particular point was you to walk into Nathan's, which is right here in the corner of the market in Tehama. And if you were a veteran, you could have a tattoo renewal, or that amount would go towards perhaps a new tattoo. Now, the month of April, the special is anybody can go into the store. Doesn't matter, of course, you have to be 18 and older, but you can go into the store and sign up through KCNR, and at the end of April, you're going to win a $300 gift certificate to some lucky person who wants to either get a new tattoo, get one fixed, a renewal, or whatever. That's Nathan's Anthems, and that's good to the end of the month. So go on in there and say that you heard this on KCNR, and maybe you'll get your $300 tattoo.
Okay, you know, one of our chat rooms said, just wanted to, and I've read this before, is that Ping Golf Course Clubs will give, there's no fanfare in it, they will give golf lessons and a set of clubs to wounded veterans
when
they come
cool.
home. It's
wow.
never been big in the papers and all that, but it is a true, it's true. Ping Golf Clubs, and they're based out of, I thought Southern California, but they may have moved. Because it got so expensive doing business here. Hey, our guest is Gary Cadd, and we had the city council meeting last night, and there was a vote to raise the salaries of the mid-management.
Yes, mid-management was raised. And I'd like to, if I could start off here, first of all, Carl, you told a truism earlier that you said that Linda's better looking than I am, and you are correct. So I want to get that out there.
Oh, my God. They did
work on the mid-manager's raises last night. Most of these raises were for REU employees, so it comes out of the enterprise fund rather than the general fund of the city. But the idea was that the folks below these people have gotten raises within the last year, as most of the unions within the city. So now the upper management is having to, they call it compaction, they're having to raise their salaries. And it's, several of us spoke last night to the issue that somewhere along the line the city is going to have to start, are going to have to stop giving raises. I mean, we just don't have the money, the outlook on what's coming. CalPERS is going to be coming, calling for more money.
Yeah, it looks like CalPERS is really in trouble here.
Well, they've lowered their percentage again.
Yeah, so that means more money from us.
Right, and we are the bag. I mean, if they need more money, they just stick their hand out.
But that's everybody. That's all taxpayers.
Well, yeah, it's the state. It's all the cities and counties. So
all the people.
Yeah,
union people too. They have to pay into those things.
Right. So it's rather costly. But they also had a closed session item last night, which they're working on raises for the police mid management. You know, yet I hate to sit and tell somebody, well, you can't have a raise. But my gosh, we're into an area and with the economy. You know, this global economy we've been talking about started in 2008. Do you realize this is April of 12, 4 years down the road, and we're still feeling the effects of the economy and the downturn?
It's not going to get any better.
Well, it's not.
I mean, it's not getting better right now. I mean, if people talk about it, but I see the price of oil is still well above $100 a barrel.
Mm-hmm.
We still haven't seen the commercial real estate really crash yet.
No,
they still talk about that. You know, there are indications that the economy is turning around in some areas, but
very very minuscule.
It's not like the unemployment rate is still up there. Mm-hmm. The number of jobs being produced is still down. Yeah, no, the economy's not back. And we were just talking EDD yesterday. We've got a 15.8% real. By statistics, 15.8 here in Shasta County. But in reality, it's well over 20%, probably
Correct.
Closer to 25% when you take out the people who have stopped looking and those who are really underemployed.
Mm-hmm. And it affects everybody. It's affecting
Absolutely.
Adults. It's affecting children.
Yeah.
I mean, there's so much that just isn't going on. And, you know, another thing, too, you drive around the city in your daily travels around town, and you go, oh, I'll be darned. That they must have had to close down. That they're not there any longer. And you see storefronts here, and there around town that are no longer in business. And it's all the result of this downturn. And if people, we need to be careful with the city of Reading. We have our streets that are actually falling apart. I mean,
that's true.
With the city of Reading, we've got a pothole patrol group, if you want to put it that way, that do a really good job of patching the streets. I mean, I see in our neighborhood that we see potholes and every day or two, and then they're filled. So people probably call them and they come and fill them.
They have $2 million, I think, in the budget for doing potholes and infrastructure like that. Road repair.
Actually, 1.8. But see, if you go back, to 2008, they had $4.2 million.
Yeah.
And now we've gradually gone down, and that has been go to replace different budget.
Oh yeah. No, I understand that, and there's a number of things that, you know, we're stretched again. Mm-hmm. And unlike the state who decides to spend hundreds of billions of dollars, hundreds of millions on a railroad to nowhere, plus other things. And I don't know how much more cutting, seriously, and we'll take a break now. I don't know how much more cutting in Reading is left. How much we're cutting into the lean now, so we've got to figure out how much lean we're going to have to cut off. But we'll come back and talk about the raise in a second. Carl and DeBott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
A call from a police agency. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. A patrol cruiser was rear-ended in a collision. The bodywork was completed, but it didn't handle the same as before the collision, and the officers refused to drive it. My inspection revealed the left quarter panel, trunk, and bumper had been replaced, but a buckle in the frame had not been repaired. The buckle made the frame shorter. This caused the rear axle to be off track by 1/2 inch, causing an unstable condition on curves and turns. Clearly, this was a job for the Mega Liner, available only at Coachmaster, the biggest and most powerful frame liner in Northern California, capable of over 100 tons of combined pulling power. Warning, there is now a well-handling patrol cruiser in Northern California. Just look for the officer with the big smile on his face. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Revisit the days of highballs, hijinks, and happy hours when the coolest cats in town roamed the Vegas Strip.
And now,
Frank Sinatra.
The end is near, and so I face the final curtain.
Dean Martin.
Everybody loves somebody sometime. Everybody falls in love somehow.
Sammy Davis Jr.
That's Mr. Bojangles.
And Joey Bishop. The Rat Pack Show, Saturday, April 28th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. It was a special time, once in a lifetime. But now you can take a trip back in time and share a little slice of that so famous past with Sandy Hackett's Rat Pack Show. Reserve your tickets for this cabaret-style show now online at readingcivic.com or call 229-0022. That's 229-0022.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Velia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Hello, folks. I'm Bob, the Mount Shasta Springwater Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Springwater is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Springwater, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Springwater today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop special. Mount Shasta Springwater, naturally the best.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR. 1460 on your dial. We're so happy when you are with us in the morning. Chance of showers today with temperatures around 55. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows of 34. Currently 40 degrees in the downtown studios. That's right. We have lots of microclimates here in the North State, but we are talking about in the downtown studios right now. We're getting 40 degrees. The weather's always brought to you by Ensemble Vineyards. This portion of the show, though, is brought to you by
Redding Craft Master Windshield Repair. Jeff Wurst, one of our friends and a person we go to take our windshields to when we get dings, and we do all the time. The smallest ding in your windshield, that little, you know, little chink, you know, little chink is there, chunk, and usually caused by a Prius passing you at 85 miles an hour on the freeway. That's right, save that gas. Best day of my life is when the Prius passed me at 85 and was pulled over by a state patrolman. And the state patrolman that pulled him out of the car was beating him with a stick. Okay. No, he wasn't beating him with a stick. I'm just kidding that part. Okay. Anyway, going back to windshield repair.
I'm shaking my head. Redding Crack Master Windshield Repair. Stuff?
I just comes out of me.
All right.
Because it was a Prius that put a crack in our brand new windshield when we went past us and we were driving the speed limit. Anyway, but they can fix the little chink in your windshield up to cracks up to 24 inches long. Jeff Wurst guarantees his work. He's a great guy. He does super work. Go down to 3208 South Market Street or give him a call at 241-8373. Our guest is Gary Cadd, but before we get to Gary, Linda's going to give away Rodeo.
Well, you know, we were talking about keeping up with, the speed limit. One of the cool things about when you go to the rodeo, you know, it's all about how long you can hold on for the 8 seconds. Well, the Red Bluff Roundup obviously is coming, and it is coming soon. It's coming next weekend, April 20th. And what we have here is I'm going to give a couple tickets away. And this is for,
Friday night, April 20th.
Tracy Lawrence is Saturday night. These are for Friday night, April 20th. 7 o'clock p.m. and that's for the North Racetrack. These are $12 ticket passes to get in. Give us a call here. We'd love to be able to let our listeners know that we love you, and how we do that is we pass on tickets that are given to us. So give us a call, 605-4567. You and a friend can. I'll tell you what I'm going to do. Why don't you take your family? I've got four. Let's just do it now. Here comes a call. So anyway.
Okay, our guest is Gary Cadd, and we're talking about last night's city council meeting. We didn't talk about, and John came in, and just what was the count? We were going to ask that. Last night the vote was?
The vote on that issue was 3-2 with Jones and Bassetti
voting against it.
Yes.
Okay, and then the Dick Dickerson and Francie Sullivan and Missy voting for it.
Going for it, yes.
Okay, so they voted for the raise, for the mid-management, mm-hmm. and we talked about it. Okay, now something else great happened last night, or something else that very important happened.
Well, yeah, it was a presentation by Mayor Dickerson as a proclamation given to Rachel Neal for the Child Abuse Prevention Coordination Council, and the presentation, the proclamation was for Child Abuse Prevention Awareness Month, which the month of April will be the Child Abuse Prevention Month. And Ms. Neal spoke about the services of the council, and you could go to and look on the website of the city to hear her comments, and did a really good job. But also I want to bring up that they're going to have a tri-tip barbecue benefit on April the 24th from 11 a.m. to 1 a.m. at 1525 Court Street, corner of Court and Butte, across from the courthouse. The tickets are $10, or that day they're $12. But it would be a very good thing to go out and attend this. They got
When's
a picture
it
going to
be?
Pardon me?
When's it going to be?
It's going to be April the 24th.
Okay, we got a couple weeks here.
From 11 a.m. to 1 a.m.
Yeah, because April is
1 p.m.
April is Child Abuse Prevention Awareness Month. And we're going to have some stuff on that. We'll have some people in here. Probably Betty Fertrell, executive director, and have her talk about it. That is a serious problem. You know, we talked to people yesterday. About the help that Shasta Regional Medical Center gives to abuse victims, sexual mm-hmm. abuse, and this. And I asked how many were children. They said, you know, thankfully, there's not a lot of children that they see as part of this, but there are still children.
Yeah, well, if there's even there, one,
if there's
many.
Just one, is too many. Yeah, absolutely, and it's just sad to think of people, you know, abusing especially sexually abusing children. You know, I mean, infants. How can you do that? What kind of sick, weaselly piece of crap could do that to a child?
Carl, you stop and think of it this way. The reason that we can't fathom why that's happening is because it's not in our thought process, and we just wonder how it gets in other folks'
thought
process.
How does it start? You know, I mean, I know that they must spend millions of dollars trying to figure this out. What puts it into their heads? Okay, they've been abused when they were children. So what? At some point, you know the difference between right and wrong. You know it's wrong. You know it was wrong for you. Then why do you continue it on with other children?
Well, you know, and the thing with it is that in my growing up, I was introduced to my dad's right hand. His hand of knowledge applied to my seat of learning. I used to get spanked. Well, you know, and the thing with it is, so that wasn't child abuse, but it still was to straighten me out. And even if you're abused as a child, you can rise above that. You don't have to keep going in the same direction.
You know, and that's one form of abuse, okay, where you beat, you know, yeah. And that one too is just, or you know, that is truly wrong too. I don't consider, you know, spanking if it's done, you know, where you're not trying to, you know, hurt or injure the child, you're just trying to get an attention gainer there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but that's just me. I was born that way. You know, I don't know if my daughter was ever spanked. I know that she spanks my grandkids occasionally, but they don't, you know, she doesn't chase them around the house with a club or anything.
Yeah.
Gotta take a break, but the people those bottom feeders that sexually abuse children, I don't understand that. I don't understand it at all. I don't understand what it is in their brain that gives them the permission to do that. And that's why I want to have people on here that can talk about it. This is the month to talk about it.
Yes, it is.
And we will support, of course, this tri-tip barbecue benefit. We'll put that up for everything. We've got to take a break here. Our guest is Gary Cadd, and I'm sitting here trying to figure out what makes a child molester
molest.
I mean, just, I know, you know, Bad Bob is sitting here, you know, is just shivering from just the thoughts of who these people are. And you know, and the thing is they could be your next-door neighbor.
We don't need Hollywood. The monsters live among us, sir.
Yeah.
That's right.
We'll take a break on that. Carl and DeBott, Free Fire Radio, 7:52 in the morning.
Talk about customer service. Well, Kathy Larson from the Bay Area found Crown Motors on the Internet. And Kathy says, I couldn't find what I was looking for, so I got on the net and Crown popped up. So I called them, told them what I wanted and the price. In 20 minutes, they had the car and it was delivered to my house that evening. I'm very pleased. And so are we, Kathy. And remember, as dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them. And check us out online at crownmotorsreading.com.
He's from a small town, but he's got a big-time voice.
That's how I got to be this way.
Justin Moore, April 25th, Wind River Casino Event Center. Bringing the party from the backwoods to the concert stage.
Lordy have mercy, it's a real good life in the backwoods.
Justin Moore.
I'm proud to say I love this place. Good old smile. Town, USA.
April 25th, 7:30 at Wind River Casino Event Center with special guest Whiskey Dog, Justin Moore.
He can't even bait a hook.
Get tickets now by stopping by the River Club. Call 1-800-280-UWIN or online at windriver.com. April 25th, Wind River Casino Event Center. The new album, Outlaws Like Me, available now.
He can't even bait a hook.
Don't miss Justin Moore live. It's better on the river.
Is your website at the top of the search engines? Are you losing business because people can't find you online? Are you advertising your website in the right places? Hi, this is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and for over 10 years, we've been helping local businesses with the search engines. In today's competitive market, it's never been more important to be found online. Newspapers, TV, and direct mail just can't compete with a well-designed website that keeps you in direct contact with your customers 24/7. And with the new smartphones, people are now searching for you on their mobile phones. Are you there? If not, Shasta.com can help. We do search engine optimization. It's called SEO, and we've been doing it for over 10 years. Our SEO services get you to the top of the search engines and keep you there. Call me today at 224-6866 or visit us online at Shasta.com to find out about SEO for your website. This is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and yes, we do SEO. We host your website, we do email, we connect you to high-speed internet, and yes, don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
Are you facing home foreclosure, unpaid bills, mounting credit card debts, wage garnishment? Financially, do you feel overwhelmed? Take that first step to a new beginning.
Did you know bankruptcy is an act of responsibility? It provides closure to your financial woes and puts you in a position to move forward. I'm Lucky Jasrani, your local bankruptcy attorney. Call me today for a free consultation to discuss how my team can help you. 241-3350. That's 241-3350.
We are a debt relief agency. We help people file for bankruptcy relief under the bankruptcy code.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and the Bot, 7:55 in the morning. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by North Valley Bank. Honored by the Reading Chamber of Commerce Chamber B event as the business of the year. And it's not just because it's a local bank, even though you should do your businesses with your local banks. It's the fact that they also do a lot of stuff in our community. They go out, their employees go out and volunteer. They just do a lot of great things. That's North Valley Bank, Business of the Year here in Reading, 2011. Local banks doing great things for our community. Some things that are happening. I want to just remind everybody that today out at Shasta College, they're having a Veterans Collaborative out there at 11:30. The Student Center out there at Shasta College on Old Oregon Trail. Guest speakers are Deborah Yule from Independent Living Services in Reading and Paul Gilman, Mission Hill Mortgage Bankers. If you have a question, call Mike Wiley, 472-1279. Everybody's invited for that. Okay, Gary Cadd is our guest. We've got just a couple minutes left here. Gary, what do we got?
Well, we also had the Unit 2 of the Hacienda Heights subdivision for the last probably 25 years has had a small piece of property to put a park in out there. Well, the city last night abandoned that park dedication, and they had probably 8 or 9 people come forward and speak to the issue of not abandoning it and keeping it in place when some money would be available to put a park in there. But they've actually, the city...
That was on the front page of the paper or something.
Yeah.
The people said, yeah, but yeah, this is like a micro weekend. Park almost.
It's what they call a pocket park.
Uh-huh.
And the children out there have been using the property, even though it's weeds and, you know, but they were hoping sometime the city would put some money in, because the city actually did charge impact fees on those lots when they and the building fees when they built those houses out there to put a park in, but then the money was moved to other places around the city within the parks department. So it's a bad thing to turn around and promise somebody something, then turn around and years later take it away. So it really depends upon which way you look at it as to where the money's being spent. And the vote on that was 4-1. Mr. Jones was voting in the against abandoning it. So that basically was about what the meeting was about last night.
Okay. You know, Gary, we abuse you here at times. We cut you off on your time a lot of times, but we really rely on you coming in and, you know, to give us, you know, to tell us what happened. And, you know, some of it's leaning in the way you believe, and we understand that. Mm-hmm. That's just the way it is. But you care about this city. You care about what's happening, and I'm sure you're going to run for city council again this year. No?
At this point, I'm really not sure.
Oh, really?
Okay. Before we go, I just need to know, you know, you got a lot of stuff going on here. What was the highlight for you last night?
The highlight for me last night?
Yeah, the highlight for you last night.
Well, the highlight of the community last night was the presentation by the Child Abuse Prevention. And just seeing that the proclamation, it was a really neat proclamation. I don't have a copy of it, but Mayor Dickerson read it, and it was a really good proclamation. But it also showed the council and city commitment to this Child Abuse Prevention Council and especially for the tri-tip dinner that luncheon is coming up. And I think that that we need to be backing things like that, and especially like we already talked about it once, yeah. You know. But
we're going to have them on. Yeah, we talked, but we're going to have them on. We're going to be talking about it. Yes,
so Gary, you were inspired.
Yeah,
and that's the most important thing is that you know we can get laden with details, and you know we get like ticked off and things can't move. But congratulations. I think that's exciting to be motivated. We always want to stop with, okay, we're going to be taking a break here in 30 seconds. That, you know, go to the city, be active. And that's what we love about you, Gary. Be active. But it's always nice to come back with a positive thing. So we're going to take a break. And
Steve Monroe, run for supervisor, will be our guest.
He is here, District 4. He's in the house. And we're going to be talking about him in this next hour. You're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
News Radio. I'm Dave Anthony. U.S. troops targeted and killed again in Afghanistan. Fox News Radio's Alistair Wanklin details what happened live in London.
That's right. At least two Americans dead, and video from the scene apparently showing several others badly injured. Local police quoted saying the troops had gathered to take photographs in a park in the town of Maimanar, northern Afghanistan. A suicide bomber walked up screaming, "God is great," and detonated a vest. There's no word on which group is responsible for this. Local police accusing Afghanistan's enemies. Dave?
Now, Alistair, there was destruction, but no death.
It's pretty scary. Very shocking.
And the day after the Dallas, Texas area was twisted apart by tornadoes, there is a lot of cleanup to do. Fox News Radio's Evan Brown has this live.
Dave, there are hundreds of homes and other structures torn up. Some are destroyed, but that's not so bad, says Maria Arita with Dallas County Emergency Management.
You know what? We really dodged one here. I hate to use old cliches about a bullet, but it could have been a big one. More like a machine gun.
And no fatalities reported. Local hospitals check in to say very few people are seeking treatment for injuries. Cleanup and assessments are underway, but officials say it proves early warning notifications work pretty well, Dave.
Yeah, been fresh off winning three more primaries. Mitt Romney has a message for Republicans who vote later this month.
I'm asking the good people of Pennsylvania, New York, Rhode Island, Delaware, and Connecticut to join me.
But Rick Santorum is not giving up.
Half the other people in this country have yet to be heard.
And Romney has more than twice the delegates as Santorum and well over half the number needed to win the GOP nomination. The president they're trying to replace prayed this morning at an Easter breakfast.
We are here today to celebrate that glorious overcoming, the sacrifice of a risen Savior who died so that we might live.
Later this hour, he'll sign the bill prohibiting him and members of Congress from insider stock trading. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
If you have gout, listen closely. That's the sound of gout silently attacking joints between flares. You won't hear it, and you may not feel it, but if your uric acid level remains high, crystals can continue to build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. For more information, go to goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
Listeners, here's a way to earn quit your job money from home. IncomeAtHome22.com wants listeners who want to work from home.
I have to tell you, it's the best decision that I ever made because we replaced my income and my husband's income. This business has allowed us to quit our jobs, and we're both at home full-time and loving it. Best decision I ever made.
They're even giving away $1,000 to someone just for checking them out. Visit IncomeAtHome22.com. IncomeAtHome22.com. IncomeAtHome22.com.
The ceasefire Syria's agreed to, pulling troops out of cities and towns, is supposed to be in effect next Tuesday after a year of deadly fighting that had a lot of Syrians fleeing the country. Fox News Radio's Emily Withers has been talking to some in Turkey, now live in Hatay.
Dave, they're dealing with a refugee crisis here. 20,000 Syrians have fled the violence into Turkey, and the authorities are bracing themselves for more as the violence continues. Sufia Atan, head of the Foreign Ministry's task force, helping them, says they try to make the camps comfortable, but home is never far from their minds.
Their relatives still are in Syria, and they are watching television every day, every hour.
As government forces say they've started pulling out of towns and cities ahead of next week's ceasefire, activists report at least 70 killed in fighting over the last 24 hours, Dave.
Emily, in Greece, the governing board of the Track and Field Federation has suspended all athletic operations in the country, dealing with deep cuts in state funding, trying to avoid going into bankruptcy. Doctors have a new prescription to help patients fewer tests and treatments.
It almost reads like a top 10 list, tests that several medical societies say you probably don't need. The list includes repeat colonoscopies for at least 10 years after a first negative test, brain scans if you faint but don't have a seizure, heart stress tests if you have no heart symptoms, and antibiotics if you have sinus problems that aren't all that serious. These recommendations come from 9 medical societies representing 375,000 doctors. They're designed to cut down on wasteful health care spending. In 2010, America's doctor bill totaled $2.6 trillion. Hank Weinblum, Fox News Radio.
A big round of layoffs at Yahoo. The struggling internet company will hand out about 2,000 pink slips today, facing 14% of its workforce out. On Wall Street, a sell-off. The Dow's down 166. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Abbott, 8:05 in the morning on April the 4th. Our phone lines here are 530-605-4567. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And you can get into our chat pack, as many of you do. And good morning to A1 and Angel and Lee and John and Indy and just, you know, everybody. Phil, I can't say them all. Everybody's here.
And everybody that's on the chat pack is very politically involved, which is really appropriate.
You guys are on fire today. Yeah, they're getting into a fist fight over Romney. And
well, we've got a candidate coming on here after we do some special announcements that Dean Monroe running for 4th district supervisor. But before we go there and we find out all about Dean, we've got some announcements here, Carl.
Walk a mile in her shoes, April 7th, rain or shine. It begins at 10 a.m. at the north end of the Market Street Promenade. You can register that morning when you get there, if you get there early. You can register at the Shasta Women's Refuge business office on the day. You've got all types of places you can do. You can come in that day. Walk a mile in her shoes is a way to raise funds for the Shasta Women's Refuge. And what it is you are walking, but you've gotten some of your friends to pledge and say, okay, I'm going to walk this mile if you pledge $20. That's the way they make their money. And they go, and all the money goes into the Shasta Women's Refuge. Again, April 7th, 2012, rain or shine, it begins at 10 a.m. Get down there. And this is the International Men's March to Stop Rape, Sexual Assault, and Gender Violence. Okay, also, the 27th Annual Community Leaders Prayer Breakfast is going to be Friday, April 6th, from 7 a.m. to 8:30 a.m. at the Simpson University Gymnasium. William Fritz Klump, an aviator, a hero, a fighter pilot in Vietnam, and he's got the Distinguished Flying Cross, Air Medal, Air Medals, all types of things. He also was a pilot for Delta Airlines. He's going to talk about spiritualness and a spiritual awakening. Give him a call down there at 242-6155 or 275-9401, Seedings Limited. So that's Friday, April 6, 2012. At Simpson University, the 27th Annual Community Leaders Prayer Breakfast. And tomorrow, the Veterans Job and Resource Fair is going to be tomorrow, like I said, April 5th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. down at the Veterans Memorial Building. It's open to all job seekers, but with an emphasis on veterans. And come down there ready to meet people. They're going to have over 40 groups of people down there. They're going to be employers wanting to hire or employment agencies wanting to get your names and get your resume so they can find you a job. They're going to give you resume critiques. They're going to help you if you're a veteran with your benefits and resources. You are going to find out about the job opportunities here in Shasta County. There's over 400 jobs out there that are looking to be filled. 400 jobs right here just in Shasta County that they're looking for people. Okay.
How about we go to our market minute now? No, we had to really get out. A lot of our wonderful things are happening in the community here because we want to get on a big roll when we get Dean Monroe to come sit in and talk about exactly who he is, introduce you to who he is for those of you who don't know who he is, and what's moving him forward. So before we do that, let's find out what's happening with our Market Minute with Wells Fargo, Kathy Lathrop-Cummings. Good morning, and what's happening this minute?
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Linda. At this time, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 157 points at 13,041. The Standard & Poor's 500 Index is down 16 at 1396. And the NASDAQ is down 51 at 3062. Active stocks this morning include Bank of America down 28 cents at $9.21 and Williams Partnership down $2.03 at $54.27. Stocks of local interest, XO Group is down 24 cents at $9.21 and Bank of Commerce is up 3 cents at $4.37. Turning to the bond market, we find higher prices there this morning, which has lowered the 10-year Treasury yield to 2.25%. In the commodity markets, crude oil is down $2.08 to $101.93. Gold is down $49.20 at $16.2280, and silver is down $1.81 at $31.45. That's the market for now. This is financial advisor Kathy Lathrop-Cummings with the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC, for KCNR.
Hey, Kathy, thank you so much. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors give us that Market Minute Monday through Friday at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:06 in the morning. They're located out at Park Marina Drive, and great people to find out what's going on in the market and what to do with your money. Okay, we're going to take a quick break here. Our guest is Dean Monroe, who's running for District Supervisor, District 4. For Shasta County. We're going to talk about what makes Dean run and just who Dean is, in case you haven't seen his name in the headlines lately, which is unusual for everybody that's running around here. So we'll be right back. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio. Miss a day? Miss a lot.
Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
Have you been waiting to sell your unwanted gold, silver, and platinum jewelry? Don't put it in the mail. Just go to the mall. Tri-Valley Cash for Gold, locally owned and operated in the Mount Shasta Mall. Broken or damaged jewelry just sitting in your jewelry box? Cost too high to fix or repair? Bring it to us today. Tri-Valley Cash for Gold will pay you top dollar. Cash is paid on the spot. Get an additional 10% cash bonus. Just say KCNR sent you. Everyone claims to pay top dollar. Tri-Valley Cash for Gold guarantees it. Come see us today in the Mount Shasta Mall next to Devon's. Ready.
Thank you for shopping at Bastiani Arms. It is now 6 o'clock and we are now closed. Please bring your purchases up to the register at this time.
Hold up. Wait a minute. Just kidding.
The good guys at Bastiani Arms will continue to give you the attention and service you've come to expect, even if you need them after hours. They still treat every customer the old-fashioned way, with respect and first-class customer service. If you're buying a new gun anytime soon, remember Bastiani Arms, your locally owned and operated firearms dealer. New or used, Bastiani Arms is Redding's most knowledgeable firearms dealer on handguns, rifles, shotguns, and off-list AR lower receivers. No fishing poles or camping equipment sold here. No, sir. Bastiani Arms is Redding's exclusive firearms dealer. They appreciate your business and thank you for keeping your dollars here in our community. Bastiani Arms on the corner of Larkspur and Wall Street in Redding. Join the revolution.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460. How are you feeling this morning? I think that music makes me feel like, yeah, my heart's pumping. It's all working. How about you?
And, you know, we have springs on these on our microphones that, you know, so you can move the.
Here's one of them.
Yeah. So, but when
that's
you
our
do that,
harpsichord
see
for the day.
Yeah, that's it. Once because Bob is just really hooked in. He's got these super big muffs on, and they're finely tuned. And every time you kind of like go bing. I just watched two fillings drop out of Bob's mouth. when this happens.
Currently 43 degrees in the downtown studios here. Did I just cut you off?
Well, I just found out we can do that to Bob, and it just makes my day. Every time Bob's looking around, he's trying to do something else. If I do that, he'll come back to me.
We have a full hour ahead of you with Dee Monroe. This portion of the show is brought to you by Hilltop Medical Clinics, which, of course, is taking TRICARE now, and that's the big announcement, that they're taking TRICARE now. So that's military insurance. They're going to collect TRICARE's beneficiary copay, cost, share, or deductible. You can go to Hilltop Clinics, which are located on Hilltop Drive, and the other one is on Eureka. So give a visit to Hilltop Medical Center.
It's difficult finding people that take TRICARE.
It is. And
this is a walk-in clinic that takes it.
Great. Mark Pierce and the staff over there are fabulous. All right. Now we come to the da-da-da-da-da. We need a drum roll, actually, because we've been waiting. Dean's been patiently waiting. Good morning.
Good morning.
Dean Monroe is here, and Dean is running for Supervisor District 4.
That's right.
Okay. So now for all the listeners in listener land, Dean, tell us about yourself.
Well, all right. I've been education and recreation for over 42 years. I've spent 36 years in Shasta County, and I've spent 20 years in District 4. My campaign slogan is Finding Solutions for Shasta County and Moving Forward. And some people may wonder, well, what's a guy in theater? Well, how does he think he can solve the problems of Shasta County? As a theater arts instructor, I've produced over 200 stage productions. I've experienced working with diverse groups of all ages. I've encountered every theatrical challenge, from building a heated pool for 25 actors and then engineering a three-story house on wheels, so they were all broken down after the final curtain. I've been granted whitewater rafting permits on some of California and Oregon's most dangerous rivers. I've worked with numerous government and private agencies. I've met every challenge with determination and dedication. Failure's never been an option. So I know how to solve problems. I'm the good ideas candidate. I work with people. We start from scratch. We succeed. And I'll do that for Shasta County in District 4.
Okay, of course, we always talk about, what was your aha moment? I like to use that term because I know that feeling. When it just hits you that you go, this is what I need to do. It's like, it just happens. It could be like you put your fork up to your mouth and go, in this bite, I realize blah, blah, blah. When did it happen for you?
Well, I ran for District 4 supervisor back in 2004. There were 8 people in the field. I placed 5th. It was a learning experience. I'm good with a learning curve. I decided not to run against Linda Hartman. When I heard that she was not going to run again, and I looked at some of the other candidates who were pretty conservative, but I also looked at some of the issues. And even though they're not exactly Shasta County issues, there are certainly District 4 issues. And the one issue is raising Shasta Dam. And I went to numerous meetings back in 2004. They said they'd start building the dam in 2010. Well, guess what? It's 2012, and I haven't seen that the county's really stepped forward and gotten involved in that process. And even though it's a federal project, I still think that the county ought to be in the front row, raising their hands, asking questions, making them know who we are. The other sort of lightning rod issue was the announcement that they were going to close Castle Craig State Park. And even though that's a state issue, Castle Craig State Park, 99% of it's in Shasta County, and it's in District 4. And I just felt that we needed a supervisor who was going to pay attention to not only the district, but to be an advocate for solving problems, for getting a handle on seeing what's going on in the county, what changes need to be made, keeping voters informed. And so that's why I'm here.
The Castle Craig State Park, somebody has advocated letting a private company take that over. What do you think?
Well, we either raise $200,000 or we're going to have to turn it over to either a private concessionaire or a nonprofit. And so those are two of the options. as soon as I read the article and decided that I was going to get involved, I went and met with Heidi Horowitz, who's the regional director, and we had about an hour-long discussion about what progress was being made and what some of the options were. And I don't know exactly what the solution is, but the more information I gather, the better an understanding I have of what's at stake and what some of the options are.
Would you be against having a private concern run this if they kept it open?
I want to keep it open. So I wouldn't necessarily be opposed to a private concern. I think maybe the nonprofit option seems a little more interesting.
Well, both would be private concerns, is what I mean. I don't care if it's a nonprofit or something.
Sure.
I think of the Civic Auditorium too. You know that needed to be kept open.
Right.
So I'd love to see Castle Crags. I don't know. Is Bernie Falls on this list too to be shut down?
Not at this point, I don't think, because they have a concessionaire.
Okay.
So, we just can't close the park. It would deteriorate. It would be subject to vandalism. But also, it's a gateway to Shasta County. It's right there at the top.
This is something else that helps would bring in. Again, we've got to use our natural assets up
just
here.
Like the Shasta Caverns.
We're not going to get a Ford plant here or a Volkswagen plant here.
Exactly.
So we've got to use these natural resources that we have. And so for it to let it go away, we've got to find a way of keeping it open. Hey, our guest is Dean Monroe, who is running for District 4 Supervisor for Shasta County. We come back, we're going to talk to him about Churn Creek Bottom. We're going to talk about realignment. We're going to talk about veterans issues, the veterans home. We're going to talk about a number of different things here that we should be able to find out what he thinks about it if he wants to be the District 4 representative. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Every candidate for office will come through KCNR. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Customer service? Well, Kathy Larson from the Bay Area found Crown Motors on the internet, and Kathy says, I couldn't find what I was looking for, so I got on the net and Crown popped up. So I called them, told them what I wanted and the price. In 20 minutes, they had the car and it was delivered to my house that evening. I'm very pleased, and so are we, Kathy. And remember, as dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them. And check us out online at crownmotorsreading.com.
I'm Patrick Henry Jones, running for Supervisor, District 3. Proven leadership for Shasta County. I am committed to actively protecting our renewable resources, mining, agriculture, logging, and ranching. It's time the county starts working for the people, not against. It's time for a change. Vote for me, Patrick Henry Jones, Supervisor, District 3, paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Henry Jones, Supervisor, District 3, 2012.
At North Valley Bank, we offer more than just products and services. We offer expertise for the times in your life when you need financial advice. If you're looking to buy or refinance your home, now is one of the times to consult the experts at North Valley Bank. You'll get support every step of the way from our Home Loan Center. Whether you need someone to help you choose the right mortgage loan program, decide if it makes sense to refinance, or get pre-approved for a home loan, we're here for you. And if you're a first-time homebuyer, you may be interested in North Valley Bank's home buying seminars. These seminars give you the opportunity to learn the basics of the home buying process with experts on hand to answer your specific questions. If you'd like to know more, go online at novb.com or visit a local branch today. North Valley Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
It's Drake and Bill.
Hey, Drake.
Hey, Bill. Don't you just love sunbathing in the park?
Yeah, Drake. It's so relaxing just soaking up the sun. Better be careful, though. Don't want your bill to get sunburned.
Hey, Bill. You see what I'm seeing?
Oh!
That lady's dog's about to... Oh, no, not there. Oh,
ew. Why did you make me look at that?
Oh, no, it's cool. She's prepared. She brought a bag to clean it up. Check it out. Turn the bag inside out. Scoop. All gone. Like it never happened.
Oh, she's smart. Probably knows that if that stuff gets into the storm drains, it's going to pollute rivers and streams.
Ugh, dogs are disgusting.
What Drake and Bill are trying to say is not everyone understands that our storm drains can flow directly into our streams and rivers. Pollutants can cause adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even ducks. This message brought to you by the City of Reading Public Works Stormwater Program.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Oh, wow. You should hear what's going on at the break. We're talking about whitewater rafting and the chills. Oh, my gosh.
With Dean Monroe, who is running for supervisor.
Yeah, and this is something that he does. We call him the white water junkie. How's that one?
Well, you know, I'd rather you be a whitewater junkie, Dean, than I would you'd want to be a green crack junkie, which means taking the people's money and just spending it and spending it and spending it.
Exactly.
Okay, this portion of the show is brought to you by Crown Motors. That's right. Stop by and visit the people at Crown Motors Reading, your local Dodge, Ford, Honda, Nissan, Lincoln, Ram dealership. You're going to spend a big chunk of money. That's probably the second most amount of money you're going to spend next to your house. Keep it local and keep it with guys that care, men and women that care about our city, our county. Crown Motors Reading carries a selection not only of brand new cars that looks great and they're taken care of great in their service department, but a selection of used cars, trucks, and SUVs to fit every need. They take pride in their vehicles. They take pride in what they do. That's Crown Motors of Reading. Our guest, Dean Monroe, running for supervisor position, and I feel like I've got a mouthful of coffee. District 4, and we found out, you know, he talked a little bit about whitewater rafting, but he has really had his own business there, so he's a little bit more than just somebody that floats down the river on a inner tube. But let's go back to some of the issues here.
Okay.
Churn Creek Bottom. The Hawkins has bought the land, wants to put a shopping center there, as everybody knows. Churn Creek Bottom citizens have gotten a petition up to stop this, and it says that they will stop the any type of development there, not just in Churn Creek, but all along that area for 24 years. What's your thoughts on this?
Well, this is an issue that's going to come up against to the new supervisors, and I'm not really privileged to a lot of the information that the county has available to it in terms of whether this is a good idea or a bad idea. I do think that landowners should be allowed to use their property as they see fit. In terms of the county's position, I look at Churn Creek Bottom, I look at Oasis, I look at Moody Flats. These are really three of our prime freeway I-5 access points. What sort of job creation is going to occur? How do we develop these? And what are the best uses? And I would need to get more input from the people in my district and the people in other districts before I could really come and fall on one side of this or the other. So
because it was a 5-0 supervisor vote on this to allow Hawkins to build Churn Creek or to develop the Churn Creek Bottoms.
Well, and there has since been some legal issues that have been brought up.
Caltrans has sued the county of Shasta.
Right.
Yeah.
So this is probably going to come up again. So I really wouldn't feel, you know, it's appropriate for me to give an opinion at this time until I have more information.
Okay. The departments, there's 9 departments, if I read the regulations, 9 departments fall under the supervisors themselves. Larry Lees, who does a great job, is there as the kind of the executive officer, but the 9 of the departments fall under the supervisors. How much hands-on time do you think is needed on that? In other words, are you going to be into their business, or are you just going to kind of let them just run with it, the county staff?
Well, in my first 90-day plan, I proposed that I'm going to spend at least 10 days shadowing each of the 9 departments. And I want to get to know some of the personnel. I want to know how they function. I want to talk to people. I want to find out what their goals are, what their strengths are, what their weaknesses are. I want to get informed. I want to meet with citizens in the county and in the major precincts. We'll probably have our meetings in foreclosed homes just to bring a little emphasis to the situation. But I wanted to get the information together before before I make a decision. And
do you consider this a full-time job, supervisor?
It's going to take a full-time commitment. Whether or not I'll be spending 8 hours a day, I'm still teaching. Whether or not I'm going to retire, I'm eligible for retirement. And I'll probably make that decision in the first 90 days. But the supervisors take over in January, I guess, and I'll have a teaching commitment until June. And so I'll have that period of time to decide, what the plan of action is.
We have about a minute left in this portion. We have a whole 30 minutes left with you. Dean Monroe, our guest, of course, is running for supervisor for District 4. Give us an input of what happens in a day of Dean Monroe's life.
Okay. So I'm up every morning at 6 o'clock. I make breakfast for my wife, who leaves at 7:30. This semester, I don't teach on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday during the day. I teach on Tuesday and Thursday from about 9 till about 2:30 or 3. And my schedule is pretty flexible right now. So that's my normal day. I come home usually around 4 o'clock or so and start dinner.
Start dinner. Okay, well, when we come back, I really want to, besides the white water, there's some interesting things here. It's always nice to get on the inside of what somebody does, because it's just like we need to, we want to know who you are.
Right.
So, of course, we've got to take a break here. KCNR 1460. We'll be right back with our special guest, Dean Monroe.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster.
Amazing that we're still living.
Apparently everyone is. Some injuries, though, after a string of tornado touchdowns in the Dallas area. Around 650 homes damaged or destroyed, thousands of people without power, and some flights are canceled.
Roughly about 200 departures from DFW so far.
Airport spokesman David Magana. After primary wins in Wisconsin, Maryland, and Washington, D.C.,
it sounds like the primary battle is over for Mitt Romney.
Join me in the next step toward that destination of November 6th.
Back on the trail tomorrow with events in and around Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, Rick Santorum's home state.
And who's ready to charge out of the locker room in Pennsylvania for a strong second half?
Romney has more than twice the delegates that Santorum has and more than half the number needed to clinch the nomination.
Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson in Washington. Stocks way down today. The Dow is down 169 points. Fox News. We report, you decide.
The secret to having a great tattoo is combining the perfect design with the right artist. You can find both at Nathan's Anthems. Their artists can bring your old tattoo to life or create the new tattoo you've been thinking of. Nathan's piercing crew takes you to a whole new level. They use the finest quality equipment and best jewelry available. Every tattoo shop has a different standard of quality with regards to artistry, cleanliness, services, and safety. We invite you to come in and look at the tattoo artist's portfolios or bring in your tattoo ideas. This month, Nathan's is giving away a $300 tattoo to a local veteran. That's right, one lucky veteran. All you have to do is go in and sign up at 1358 Market Street on the corner of Market and Tehama. Nathan's Anthems wants to remind you that no two tattoos are the same, and some are better than others. So think before you ink. That's Nathan's Anthems, 1358 Market Street, for your one-of-a-kind experience. 241-8288. 241-8288. Check out some of their custom work at their studio or online at nathansanthems.com.
Revisit the days of highballs, hijinks, and happy hours when the coolest cats in town roamed the Vegas Strip.
And now,
Frank Sinatra.
The end is near, and so I face the final curtain.
Dean Martin.
Everybody loves somebody sometime. Everybody falls in love somehow.
Sammy Davis Jr.
That's Mr. Bojangles.
and Joey Bishop. The Rat Pack Show, Saturday, April 28th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. It was a special time, once in a lifetime. But now you can take a trip back in time and share a little slice of that so famous past with Sandy Hackett's Rat Pack Show. Reserve your tickets for this cabaret-style show now online at readingcivic.com or call 229-0022. That's 229-0022.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, 8:35 in the morning on April the 4th, 530-605-4567 is our phone number. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. You can jump into our chat room. And the boy, you guys are going at it. This portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. What can I say? Take a step back in time. Great haircuts, great prices, discounts for seniors and veterans. They support our community, DC, Tim, and Lon. Great guys. Man's last stronghold. What can I say? You're not going to get your fingers done or see Dr. Phil on the TV in there, and you're not going to feel weepy when you walk in and watch what's going on. This is Man's Last Stronghold. I get my hair cut there. Bad Bob gets his hair cut there. The chief of police gets his hair cut there. And the sheriff would if he had hair. So, just kidding.
Sheriff. There is nothing wrong with being weepy.
Well, there is.
Make it sound like it's a disease.
You don't get weepy in the barber shop, okay? You know, because you're watching Dr. Phil.
Or Dancing with the Stars, right?
Wait a minute. Dancing with the Stars.
Men.
All right. You know, these little 15-second mentions, they just grow into a half-hour shows here.
Turn into a sitcom, actually.
And our guest is Dean Monroe, who's running for district supervisor. Shasta County, district supervisor, District 4.
Correct. All right. Correct.
Dean, Second Amendment. Concealed carry is one of the sheriff here is the one that issues the concealed carry permits.
I support concealed and carry. I don't have weapons in my house. I only see out of one eye, so I'd be a lousy aim. But I support people that want to have concealed weapons, and I think there are more than enough regulations to cover all this and make sure that the people that have concealed weapons are the ones that know how to handle them and have them for a good reason.
So you would never vote against to restrict concealed carry in the county or anything like that? Regulations that exist already.
Yeah, I'm not that familiar with the regulations that do exist, and I know that we pile on regulations over regulations, and so things are overregulated. Pardon the turn of phrase, but I certainly would want to see what was on the books and then what was proposed. So
okay, that's a fair evaluation of it. You have to go through schools and you have to go through a background check and an interview, which I think should pretty much eliminate anybody that doesn't have a. And this is an extensive interview. This isn't me just saying how you feeling today. I mean, he goes through it. So or she, which leads us to the second point.
Okay.
Realignment. It's had an impact in our county. The turnstile way we have of keeping prisoners in the jail, and then the proposal to build a new county jail.
Well, this has been a. People always resist change. This has been a change in how we function and what our expectations are. My wife works in the county jail, And we talk about this all the time. And I asked her questions about, you know, how's it working out? And so long as the state comes through with the funding that it's promised, and I think that's something the supervisors in the county need to hold the state accountable for, there are going to be some problems. It's going to result in some stress. And I think we need to be front and center with the situation and to make sure that it works. I don't know that we have much choice. So
what about funding? What about doing a bond issue or something for a new jail here?
Well, they've gotten a certain amount of funding already for the jail, and I certainly support the sheriff. I think he's done a great job in getting the grant that we've received, and I think he's still working on it, and I really support that. So I would consider a bond if that's what one of the viable options is.
Okay, so to expand our jail facilities and realignment right now, I've just an opinion of things that we hear is that we've setting ourselves up for this. We're bringing people back. We don't have a place to put them. We don't have enough jail space to try and, you know, if there's a problem already. Now we're having to add more to that, that there's no jobs here. And there's no programs really set up to help them. I mean, they're trying to.
Mm-hmm.
But it all takes that money that still, I'm not sure how much of that money has come from the state.
Well, Shasta County.
But we're kind of in the middle of it.
I know. Shasta County's in a very vulnerable position because financially we're not that strong. We're not as strong as some of the urban counties and the urban cities. So it's... I mean, I don't have a quick and ready answer for what the solution is.
I don't think anybody has. They've been working on it for they've been working on it for months. But
right.
I just wanted to find out what you thought about it. We've got to take a break here. Carl Lindebott, Free Fire Radio, our guest Dean Monroe, running for District 4 Supervisor here in Shasta County. We'll be right back. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Is poker your passion? Stop by Wind River Casino and play in the $15,000 high-stakes spring classic tournament on April 7th at 10 a.m. at the Wind River Casino Event Center. This is a one-day tournament, so book your seat now. Your $170 buy-in will get you $10,000 in chips. A $50 rebuy will get you an additional $5,000 in chips. $17,000 in chips available with rebuys and bonuses. All entrants will be hosted to lunch. This major poker tournament is limited to the first 200 players and sells out fast. So reserve your seat today at the River Club, 1-800-280-UWIN, or online at WinRiverCasino.com. Wind River Casino is known for hosting the best poker tournaments in Northern California. So pull up a seat and be one of the privileged few to play in the $15,000 Spring Classic High Stakes Poker Tournament on Saturday, April 7th at 10 a.m. It's better on the river.
Human success is produced not so much by great pieces of good fortune that seldom happen, as by little advantages that occur every day. Ben Franklin was a wise man. Great wisdom cannot be ignored. Five Star Bank wants to be your hardworking partner in success. In today's changing landscape, Five Star Bank understands that emerging businesses need those little advantages on a daily basis. Five Star Bank knows that businesses need to create new markets and established businesses need to stay competitive. Whether you are looking for a banking partner to help you build your business, your real estate portfolio, or tackle that addition on your home, look to Five Star Bank. Five Star Bank is ready to partner with you to acquire, develop, and finance property. Yes, good things can happen. Smart people doing good business. Visit us, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call us at 223-6652. On the web, fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank. Professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
Hello, folks. I'm Bob, the Mouse. Chasta Spring Water Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Spring Water is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Spring Water, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Spring Water today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop Special. Mount Shasta Spring Water, naturally the best.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bach.
Well, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media, your community radio station, locally owned, locally run, locally crazy. 8:43 in the morning, April the 4th here, 530-605-4567. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Go on down there. Joe and Shelley have been supporting this community for over 35 years. Espresso Joe's, great coffee. They've got specials on this month. They got the finest walk-in humidor in the state. And use that until, you know, use that while you can. It seems like, again, our state government is trying to take away your rights and just being able to look at a cigar and hold it. Can you believe that? Joe and Shelley, 35 years, Tobacco and Brew, a great place that supports our community. Let's support them. They will meet or beat any tobacco prices in town. Did you hear that? Meet or beat. 2143 Hilltop Drive. Our guest, Dean Monroe, who is an instructor, head of the drama department out at Shasta College, and is running for district supervisor, District 4.
I'm one of the heads of the drama department.
Okay.
There's actually two of us.
Oh.
There are two heads.
I don't.
And
don't,
we know
don't
two heads.
Get me,
I'm
don't,
out of that one.
Yeah, don't even get me into that one.
You knew that was by? Okay. I had a little inside crowd. I just went pew, right over his head.
Well, you know, that's easy to do with
I'll have to explain it to you later.
Yeah, you know what? My whole day needs to be explained sometimes. the water problems up in Siskiyou County, even though it's not Shasta County, but it's a lot of people are really engaged in that. The fact that the Department of Fish and Game seems to be wanting to restrict the water they have to be able to do farming and ranching. Some people think this is even part of a movement like Agenda 21 of pushing people off their land closer into the corridors and just taking all that land. And you know, that was addressed the other night in the congressional debate. If you were there at the out in Bonneville, but your opinion of that, of the water problems they're having and the dam removal along the Klamath?
Well, I spent a lot of time up there in my whitewater when I had my whitewater company because we rafted the Scott and the California salmon, and we did the upper Klamath in Oregon. So I've floated the entire length of the Klamath River from Keno, Oregon to the coast, and it took us like 5 days, and we were doing 60-mile days. But the we've over allocated water. We've over promised, over committed to the farmers and to the river, to the utility companies. We've over committed the amount of water that's actually there. So at some point we're going to have to cut back. They're having terrible bird die-offs in around Tule Lake.
Really?
In the Klamath Basin. They want to remove the dams.
Is that because there's not enough water?
There's just not enough water for everybody. After World War II, we overcommitted to veterans who wanted to come back to the Klamath Basin. And so we gave them more water rights than were in the river. And then we built the dams. We built five dams on the Klamath River. One thing that people don't understand, Klamath Lake is one of the largest inland lakes in the United States, but its average depth is only 8 feet. So anything that can grow in 8 feet of warm water for 6 months out of the year grows in Klamath Lake. The Klamath River is an amber color because it has so much algae in it. And what these dams do is they collect all this water, and the water heats and the algae blooms. And it's particularly a problem on the California side. And I think a couple of dams could be saved. I think two of the dams at Copco and Iron Gate should be removed. This would definitely help. And I think you have to adjust the farmers' expectations as to how much water they're going to be able to receive. it's basically a limited watershed, although it's one of the largest watersheds on the West Coast.
But these ranchers and farmers have got this as part of their private property. They've had them for a lot. Many of these have had them for 100 years.
Exactly.
And that was before the war.
Well, a lot of the ranchers in Siskiyou County aren't dealing with the property water rights on the Klamath River. They're dealing with the water rights associated with the Scott and the Shasta Rivers. And it's a difficult situation. I think instead of becoming angry, I mean, if we start we start responding to every problem that we have emotionally instead of logically. I mean, rational, just because we're rational, anybody can be rational. I mean, we're thinking, we're talking, we're being rational. That doesn't mean we're right.
They're talking.
Well, they, and in some respects, in terms of what I read in the newspaper, they don't want to talk to the feds. They want the feds to talk to them, and that's not the way the system's set up. So there's tremendous political.
But is that right? I mean, the feds come in and just impose their will from a bureaucracy. Not even an elected group of people. These are just people, as the EPA has, and was just struck down in the Supreme Court, just coming in and making whimsical judgments.
Yeah, I think this is something of a misperception about government employees and county employees and public employees. They do what they're told to do. The mandates that there are laws, and they can't just ignore the law. They can't take the law in their own hands. So if we want to change the mandates as to how we want them to function, then we need to do that. And that's some of the things that we need to change. But the more emotional we become about it, the less realistic it is to solve the problem.
No, I agree with that.
Yeah.
But it's also got to be somebody that a bureaucracy has got to be able to answer to somebody.
Well,
don't you believe?
We have elected officials, and those elected officials better make the changes that are necessary, because the federal or county or public employee doesn't have the option to ignore the law.
Not to ignore the law, but as Russ Maul said in here one time, there's so many rules and regulations
right.
that you can't enforce them all. So you've got to prioritize. You've got to pick and choose the ones that you enforce, which is another big question that's going on right now. But the point is that just, you know, as you said earlier, somebody said earlier, 40,000 new laws. 40,000 new laws at the beginning of this year, and that's at the federal level. And I don't know how many at the state level, and I'm not even sure if the county even passes laws anymore. Or regulations. I would like to know that.
But. Yeah, we're at such a disadvantage because of all the trickle down legislation that occurs.
And that's it. Okay, we got to take a quick break here. What you just said was it's not going to be popular in some areas.
Exactly.
But what you said is true. If you know, we've got to be able to talk about it, and we've got to be able to look at it logically. It's got to be an interaction.
Our guest is Dee Monroe, and we are here on KCNR 1460. Caller, please hold your line. And then when we come back, we're going to find out more of Mr. Monroe's thoughts on some of the biggest issues here and how to get a hold of him and where you're going to be, how he's going to be campaigning. We'll be right back. After these messages.
Talk about customer service. Well, Kathy Larson from the Bay Area found Crown Motors on the internet, and Kathy says, I couldn't find what I was looking for, so I got on the net and Crown popped up. So I called them, told them what I wanted and the price. In 20 minutes, they had the car, and it was delivered to my house that evening. I'm very pleased, and so are we, Kathy. And remember, as dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them. And check us out online at crownmotorsreading.com.
Is your website at the top of the search engines? Are you losing business because people can't find you online? Are you advertising your website in the right places? Hi, this is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and for over 10 years we've been helping local businesses with the search engines. In today's competitive market, it's never been more important to be found online. Newspapers, TV, and direct mail just can't compete with a well-designed website that keeps you in direct contact with your customers 24/7. And with the new smartphones, People are now searching for you on their mobile phones. Are you there? If not, Shasta.com can help. We do search engine optimization. It's called SEO, and we've been doing it for over 10 years. Our SEO services get you to the top of the search engines and keep you there. Call me today at 224-6866 or visit us online at Shasta.com to find out about SEO for your website. This is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and yes, we do SEO. We host your website, we do email, we connect you to high-speed internet, and yes, don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
At North Valley Bank, we offer more than just products and services. We offer expertise for the times in your life when you need financial advice. If you're looking to buy or refinance your home, now is one of the times to consult the experts at North Valley Bank. You'll get support every step of the way from our home loan center. Whether you need someone to help you choose the right mortgage loan program, decide if it makes sense to refinance, or get pre-approved for a home loan, we're here for you. And if you're a first-time homebuyer, you may be interested in North Valley Bank's home buying seminars. These seminars give you the opportunity to learn the basics of the home buying process with experts on hand to answer your specific questions. If you'd like to know more, go online at novb.com or visit a local branch today. North Valley Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Well, I won't back down.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Lindebot, 8:55 in the morning on April the 4th. We have as guest Dean Monroe, who is running for supervisor, 4th District, and we also have a phone call. Jimmy, good morning. Welcome home, Jimmy.
Hey, thank you very much. It's great to be back in Northern California, or, you know, far Northern California.
Yeah.
Yeah. hey, just not to backpedal on the subject, but you guys were talking about reopening the jail, or, you know, making it so these repeat offenders don't get booked and released the same day.
Yeah.
That is a big issue for a lot of people I've talked to. And I just want, you know, these people that are running for office to really know that we really need this jail, you know, expanded. Because if you go to Shasta County mugshots, which a lot of people look at all the time just for entertainment purposes, you see these people are arrested three times a week or three times a month or three times a year, and that's just unacceptable.
It is.
So I just wanted to throw that out there, and I'll talk to you guys later.
Hey, Jimmy, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Welcome home. I know you're working down south there. You know, something to somebody just called us the other day and said that this guy caught people looting, you know, breaking into his garage and all that, and he calls the police. He catches them.
Right.
And when the police come, one of them had run away, but one was still there. The police said they, you know, because he, not, you know, non-sexual, they would give the guy a ticket to show up in court, and they confiscate his vehicle, and the guy just leaves. Now, I don't know if that's true or not, but it's kind of like if they had taken him back to the jail, the same thing would have happened. They'd have turned him out. Okay, our guest, Dean Monroe, and let me just say this real quick, and I know it's taking – your father was a photographer for
– That's right.
Life.
Life Magazine. Well, he's a freelance photographer. My parents are 95. They are still – they've been married 77 years.
Wow!
And they still live in their house. And although that may be coming to an end pretty soon.
Are they here in Redding?
Oh, man.
No, they're not in Redding. They live in the Bay Area. But,
okay.
My dad was a photographer, a freelance photographer, and he worked for Time Life Sports Illustrated and took a lot of iconic pictures, and you're looking at one right now.
I am holding two pictures that your father took.
That are going to be magnets that you're going to be passing around.
And one of them, do you remember the photo of these guys stuffing the telephone booth? Remember how that used to be a big
really
thing back in the late 50s and early 60s?
Photograph.
You would stuff it. And well, your father's one that took it. And the other is these two pigs, the pigs' heads
loving pigs.
The loving pigs, that's what it's called. And I can tell you this, my dad worked for Swift & Company, you know, meat producers, you know, bologna and all that stuff. And in his office, every time he went to a new plant and he took over, this photo went with him. You know, about the two pigs that appeared very happy.
Oh,
I was so pleased because both of you, came off the floor when you saw these these magnets. And we'll be one thing I've noticed is that a lot of people have these metal security screen doors on their houses.
Right.
And so we'll be able to take these magnets and my campaign card and stick them to their door. And so when they come home at night or You know, we'll be walking on the weekends and late afternoons, and so look forward to our little sticker coming to your home.
Well, if you're just tuning into the very end of our segment here, Dean Monroe has been our guest this morning. He's candidate for Supervisor 4 in, of course, Shasta County. And, Dean, you're going to be out and about. How do we get in touch with you? Do you have a website or a Facebook? I know you're going to be going from door to door with the magnets. How else?
So I have a website. It's Monroe, M-U-N-R-O-E, 4, the number 4, SuperV.com. And so Monroe 4, SuperV.com, that's my website. And you can find all of the campaign information you need and how to get a hold of me. You can blog. And it's a very informative website. In fact, I populated it with about 15 or 20 of my dad's photographs.
That's cool.
That's absolutely great.
That's wonderful. So. And you're also still doing runs on the river, right?
I do. I don't have my company anymore, but I do do the Upper Sacramento, and we're planning a first descent exploratory on a waterway in eastern Shasta County. I can't tell you what it is because
it's probably illegal.
It might be.
To get all the rights.
Okay, I see. I obey the laws that I want to obey. You know, I kind of like that in a supervisor. Can you put that on your when you're running?
Well,
obey the laws you really want to.
Well, waterways are navigable, even if they don't think they are. But and I got into a big dispute on the McLeod River many years ago. So that's another interview.
Were you one of those guys that was, you know, there was fist fights on the river and you were setting each other rafts on fire?
No. We never did that.
I can't imagine that with you.
Dean Monroe, great
thank
sense
so
of
much.
Humor here. And thank you. You know what? Thank you for stepping up in our community to run.
Well,
I mean
yeah.
that.
Well,
it means a lot to our community to have citizens do that.
This district means a lot to me.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Tomorrow we have Adam McElvain will be on to talking about planning. We're going to be talking with our Purple Heart, Order of Purple Heart, on some of the things that are going on with them. Of course, we're going to be discussing all those little foibles that our government does. National, state, and of course, county and city. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys.
This is KCNR Shasta.
Which one are you?
Gonna stand my.